AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The numbers keep rising of deaths and cases of coronavirus. 121 deaths were reported today in China. More than 1,700 medical workers have been infected in China. Six have died. More from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say the acceleration doesn't necessarily represent a sudden surge in new infections of the virus that causes COVID-19 as much as a revised methodology. Paul Hunter, who's in health protection at England's University of East Anglia, says he suspects, but can't be certain, that the underlying trend is still downwards.
The U.S. is worried about North Korea's vulnerability and is offering to help deal with coronavirus. No cases have been reported in North Korea. A cruise ship that was stranded at sea because of coronavirus has been allowed to dock in Cambodia. American Joe Spaziani praised the crew.
They did a great job up there. They did a great job. Your country did a great job. Did a wonderful job. Thank you very much. We appreciate it very much.
Cambodia's leader met the passengers and crew. No coronavirus cases have been reported on that ship. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is defending the decision to divert close to $4 billion in Pentagon funding to build President Trump's border wall.
The action we took is legal under the law. I think it should be no surprise. And I'll just leave it at that for now.
Speaking in Germany, Esper says border security is national security. Attorney General William Barr has a message for President Trump.
I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases.
Barr told ABC News the president's tweets about Justice Department prosecutors and open cases make it impossible for him to do his job. Barr overruled his own prosecutors, who had recommended a court filing that President Trump's longtime ally and confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison. This is AP News. The jury in New York is scheduled to hear prosecutors' closing arguments today in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial. The AP's Mike Sisick reports Weinstein lawyer Donna Rotuno told the jury the two accusers were acting like movie makers, conjuring up a world where women had no free will. But their relationships with him were much different.
She pointed to warm emails, flirtatious emails that these women sent to Harvey Weinstein after these alleged assaults occurred. The first one in 2006 and the second one in 2013. One of the emails said, "Miss you, big guy." Another said, "You know, no one understands me exactly like you do." The defense attorneys really seized on that and they made it a focal point of their closing statement.
Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. He maintains any sexual activity was consensual. The Jehovah's Witnesses say two of its members have been convicted of extremism in Russia, four more arrested, one of whom reported being tortured in custody. Ed Donahue, AP News.